And he's back for the first time in 2021 with the Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane. Happy New Year, Jaden Forster.
Happy New Year to you too, PT. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Great to have you back on deck and great to see, and I'm going to throw you a little bit of loop here because we're going to go in reverse order. Great to see musical theatre has returned to Melbourne.
Yes, that's right. Really sort of a positive, obviously live theatre on a big scale anyway, has returned to Melbourne. It happened on Tuesday night with the opening of the big musical production Come From Away back in town after a long, long run in Melbourne last year or the year before. So this is obviously the musical that's set in the week following the September 11 attacks. And as I said, it opened on Tuesday night. It has a big opening night with the whole razzle-dazzle red carpet affair set down for Australia Day next week. And it, as most shows do these days when they're on in a musical, in a theatre anyway, it got a standing ovation on the very first night that it opened. And from all accounts, it all went really well. So, yes, great to see the beginning of hopefully a proper return to normal life, to use that dreaded expression, a new COVID normal, hopefully sooner rather than later.
And good to see, Jaden, that some musical shows are coming back in the form of live concerts. I know Michael Gudinski's got a whole heap of shows planned, and there's a Rock the Bowl coming up February 12 at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl in Melbourne, featuring, if memory serves me, John Stevens and Daryl Braithwaite and the Black Sorrows and a whole host of other great concert events coming up for 2021. So even though we're living COVID normal, it's good to see some of the great events that we had in normal life starting to come back as well.
That's right, indeed. You know, and I think as well, the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, like there's a number of events that are set down for that over the next, say, 6 months or so. But I think if COVID has really taught us anything or shown us anything, is that that particular venue is quite underused. I think it virtually just sits there not being used all year pretty much until, there's a few events that are on there throughout the year, but mostly unused until Christmas time. So, you know, in the world that we're living in now, where sort of outdoor spaces are considered to be safer than indoor spaces, I think it's brilliant that we're starting to use that venue, and hopefully it gets used on a more regular basis once we are actually back to normal.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Speaking of great performers, Robbie Williams has caught something he didn't want to catch.
That's right. The story surfaced in the Sun newspaper in London on Wednesday that he's tested positive for COVID-19. He hasn't actually confirmed this news at all just yet, but given the fact that he hasn't confirmed it or denied it, as we know in the showbiz and in the media world, that usually means that it's true, particularly because he hasn't actually come out and denied it. But he's tested positive after being on holidays with his wife and his four kids, all under the age of 10 in the Caribbean. We obviously don't know for certain if he caught it there, but presumably that would be the case. And he and his family flew over there to the Caribbean on the 28th of December, and they've been staying there at a private villa where they're now quarantining for 14 days. He can't go out or anything, but, you know, look, it's a private villa. It has its own swimming pool. It costs around $200,000 a week to stay in. So, look, you know, it's not exactly the worst place in the world to be quarantining. I could think of worse places, but I was just more surprised that somebody in his position's actually gone away on a holiday. Like, would you be going anywhere overseas at the moment?
No, not at all. Even if precautions were taken that, you know, would absolutely 100% guarantee me from getting COVID-19. You can't guarantee that, so why would you travel overseas? But anyway, he did.
Well, that's right. And I guess now he has to accept those consequences.
Yep, he does. And to wrap up our first Big Show Entertainment Report of 2021, a story that I had to have a chuckle at, Tiger King star Joe Exotic, he was so hopeful of getting a presidential pardon from Donald Trump that there was a limo, makeup and hairstylist on the ready, but he missed out and he's not happy, Jan.
No, he's not. He's hit out quite profoundly in a statement to Donald Trump and also his son, Donald Trump Jr., basically saying that his son, Donald Trump Jr., that being, only used him to really further his social media reach, and that his dad didn't really come to the party with that presidential pardon for that virtual life sentence, really, that he's serving for animal cruelty offences and trying to get Carol Baskin killed. And as he touched on there, you know, his legal team really thought that he was going to get that pardon, renting that limo and going all out there in Texas at the prison, but that didn't happen, he says, because he's too innocent and too gay. Make of that what you will. But in a sort of further note to that that came through yesterday, Carol Baskin also had her say, basically saying that he is still in a cage and that's where he belongs.
It could only happen in America, that story, couldn't it?
That's right. I don't think we've heard the last of that one, to be honest with you.
You're so right there. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, great to have you back on The Big Show in 2021, and we'll catch up again next Friday.
Catch you then.